WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today, Rachel Tomboski of Squirrel Hill explains what drives her to advocate for the seniors in her neighborhood and beyond.
Rachel Tomboski was born in California, but she and her parents moved to Squirrel Hill while she was still young to become part of the Jewish community there.
They came here for the schooling. I grew up here, went to the yeshiva, and got married, and I'm here now. I'm a mother of eight, oldest being 20, turning 21, youngest is three.
Despite the busy home life, since June of 2015, Tomboski has found the time to run the nonprofit group Giving It Forward Together, or GIFT. The organization engages seniors who are homebound or living in a senior community by providing them with opportunities to give back to their own neighborhoods. Tomboski says GIFT's programs tap into seniors' abilities to stay active in the community.
So there's tons, and thankfully, I mean, tons of agencies capitalizing on what seniors can't do, but is anyone focusing on what seniors can still do?
That can be anything from filling backpacks with school supplies for disadvantaged children to preparing holiday meals for other seniors. GIFT also has a program in which seniors help get shelter pets acclimated to human contact. Tomboski says GIFT's holiday meal packages have been especially appreciated. Here, she reads a thank you note written by the caregiver of a solitary homebound senior.
I surprised her and set the table, and when she came in, she was overwhelmed to see the table looking like a true Passover Seder should look. It brought tears to her eyes. Thank you to all who made that possible.
GIFT's home base of Squirrel Hill has an especially large senior population. First of all, it's a big place covering almost 4 square miles in the East End. With a population of more than 26,000, about 1 in 12 Pittsburghers hails from the neighborhood. And as of the 2010 census, about 35% of Squirrel Hill residents were over the age of 60. But Tomboski says there's plenty of need for engaging the elderly in other areas, too, so she's taken GIFT programs to Rankin, Braddock, Oakland, the South Side, and others.
When we're dealing with our elderly community, the feeling of loneliness it hits everybody, meaning that even if you're wealthy or even if you're poor, when you're a homebound senior, it doesn't matter what you have in your bank.
Calling seniors the forgotten demographic, Tomboski says she thinks ageism is a problem entrenched in American culture. To help change attitudes, she's launching a new program in which college-age volunteers will visit homebound seniors. It's called Just Say Shalom.
If I can work now with college-age students, that when they get older and they're the ones that are giving grant money and they're giving funding, they're going to remember their experience and how these are real people that are the ones that actually laid out where we are today, right? They're the ones that did all the hard work so that we are here today. Shouldn't we be giving them thanks?
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Broad.
"90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories" is a weekly series made possible by UPMC, life-changing medicine. Submit your story suggestion at wesa.fm/90.